Opponents of the self-proclaimed Islamic State can finally say they're making progress on the ground. A motley collection of forces is clearing out the Iraqi city of Tikrit. It's long been famous as Saddam Hussein's hometown. More recently, it was one of the Sunni Muslim areas easily captured by the Islamic State. Now, Shia-dominated forces are taking over, and that underlines one of the tensions that drove the Islamic State's advance to begin with. NPR's Alice Fordham reports from Tikrit.
As I arrive in Tikrit the day after anti-ISIS fighters took the city center, there are militiamen on the roof of a government building, running up three of their yellow banners just a little higher than the national Iraqi flag. Their commander, the head of one of many militias here, reluctantly breaks off a triumphant and song-filled television interview to talk to me. I can't separate myself from the Iraqi flag, he says, but the yellow flag declares my identity. His Shiite identity. He'll give only his nickname, Abu Maitham, because he says he's afraid of the Americans. U.S. military chiefs have expressed deep reservations about Shiite militias. The militias work together with the army and federal police in Iraq's war against ISIS. Often they coordinate closely, but not always. The militias maintain their independence. Most of the government security forces are Shiite too, and that matters because Tikrit is almost all Sunni. Some people fear a cycle of sectarian revenge here, especially because this was the site of a notorious mass killing last summer. It happened amid the shattered glories of Tikrit's most famous son.
As we rolled into Saddam Hussein's palace complex here in Tikrit, there was the flag of ISIS painted on the blast walls at the door. And it's a symbolically important place here for the forces that are retaking Tikrit, because this is where the Islamic State brought hundreds of recruits from the nearby army base at Spica and killed them and threw them in the river.
I speak with Ali Qasim, a federal policeman, a Shiite, sunburned and red-eyed after fighting for 6 days to retake this place. He says he had friends who died when the Sunni extremists of ISIS slaughtered Shiite recruits. Like they made martyrs for us, we made martyrs for them, he says. And it's this fine line between liberating the city and taking revenge that worries people. As yet, there are no civilians that I saw trying to get back into Tikrit. But in nearby towns taken back from ISIS, there's allegations of sectarian violence. Sunni civilians say Shiite militias destroyed and looted houses. Elsewhere, the government is also investigating claims they killed Sunni civilians. In the city of Samarra, just down the highway, I sit with the city council chief, Omar Mohammed Hassan. This period is a test, he says. He sees both sectarian violence and crime among the militias. The council chief compiled a list of 180 militia crimes, mostly kidnapping and car theft, presented it to their commanders. And actually, he says, they instituted a disciplinary office and the situation has improved. It does seem the militias do want to improve their image. On the way out of Tikrit, I stopped to talk to Sunni farmers whose land used to be under control of ISIS. We have no problem with the militias, says Hadia Badaria, although we are afraid of ISIS. As she stands in the palm-fringed fields, a truck full of the militiamen pulls up. They've brought food and given a woman from the village a ride. She jumps out of the truck with a tiny baby in her arms to the delight of the villagers and heads home. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Tikrit.